neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ben Nimrai Minu Alah Shalom was informed by Ruach HaKodesh, by prophecy, as he says, by Yugad the Rivra. How did she know? Because when Yitzchak Avinu told Esav, she was not around, the different tent. So she found out through broadcasting from Shammai. So now she tells Yaakov Avinu, go get the food ready. He didn't want to. How old was he, Yaakov? You know how old he was? 63. So he's a young man. He was a 63-year-old. And then Rivka Imenu suggests that you should wear the big denim rod that belonged to Adam HaRishon. So now here the pasuk says that Rivka Imenu Alah Shalom took the clothing of the older son and gave it to the younger son. So who's the older, who's the younger?
Yaakov is the younger.
Yaakov is the older.
Till now, I thought they were twins. No, they're not. We're not twins.
But who is coming out first?
Yaakov is older.
Twins? Twins? Who's older? Who's younger?
He's oldest.
Now, when they have a birthday, do they have it the same day or the different days?
Same day.
Same day? So who is older? Who's younger then?
We're going by the milliseconds here. Who came first?
But you buy one cake for both of them, no?
Two cakes.
No, he give him a discount. What does it mean? Older, younger, what does it mean? What does Gadol mean? Gadol.
Big.
Gadol
big.
Gadol could be on the position of on the keel.
See, we have a mitzvah on the 8th day that the baby boy is born, so we give him a blessing. Hakatan hazeh yeh gadol. You heard?
Yes.
So what does it mean? Hakatan hazeh yeh gadol. 5 feet, 6 feet, 8 feet, basketball player.
No.
Miss gadol?
Yes.
So Hakatan hazeh yeh chacham. No?
Yeah.
Which is better? No? Yeah. So how can we say you'll be Gadol? Okay, I'm going to give you a tip so maybe we can solve the problem here. In the beginning of the creation, Ibn Sholam created two flashlights. What was the name of him?
Sun
and Moon. He created two flashlights. And then he says that Shene Hameorot Hegedolim. Then he says Maor Hagadol Lebimshelet Hayom. So the Maor Gadol for the day. And then he says Hamaor Hagaton Lebimshelet Halayla. So hey, we have again Gadol Hagatan here. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
But here is science.
But sun and things is physical Gadol. Because one is volume-wise and power-wise is higher.
Which is bigger, sun or moon?
Sun.
Sun.
You sure?
Yeah.
You checked? So what does it mean here? Gadol and Gatan. Why one is Gadol? What do we care, the size? Why is one Gadol, one is Gatan?
One is more powerful, one is less powerful.
Why?
The sun has
more light.
The moon?
Some priority that he was the Mamshel.
More light. The sun has more light.
More light?
Yeah, physical strength over Yaakov Avinu. So it was, that's what the Torah is mentioning, that is making sure that like, the physical strength of Esau is bigger. That's why the cause that he gave also probably was related to the physical strength.
How do you like, did it connecting it to the sun and the moon? Why?
The sun has a more mass, it's more massive than the moon, so it's bigger.
Ah, Chazaka Baruch. Very nice, very nice. So now, here, Ben Tatan Shri is informing us for the first time what is Gadol and Ratan. Gadol and Ratan means moon has no light. Where does he receive the light?
From the sun.
From the sun. So now, when you give, you become Gadol. When you receive, become Atam. So that means, if you have nothing to give, all you have and you don't want to give, you're a Gatan. But the one that gives, then he becomes a Gadol. The baby, at the 8 days of his life, we give him a Mishabarach, we give him a blessing. We say, this Gatan become Gadol. What does it mean Gadol? Tell him you're Chacham, you're Kadosh. No. The greatest advantage in life is that you be able and wanting to give. That's Gadol. But if you keep everything to yourself, you're the Qatan of the Qatanim. So here, when we are informed about Esav, that could be Gadol. Actually, he had the potential that in Al-Lahash, we mentioned Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, and Elokei Esav. We should have mentioned his name. Why? Because his head is Ma'arad HaMachvela. So what does it mean? That the head was okay, but his heart did not permit it. He became Atan, little bitty. Why? Because he went after his desire to grab and grab and grab and grab whatever he can. So became Qatan. So that doesn't mean whatever you have, whatever that Hashem has blessed you with, as long as you don't give it out, you're not a giver, you are a? You didn't hear you. You are a? Qatan. Kuchulu they call it. Worthless. Worthless. And here we see at the beginning of the Torah Lusha, when he speaks about the sun and the moon, one is Gadol, one is Ratan. Why? Because the sun gave. Would you give? If you were sun, would you give? Would you? No, you wouldn't. If somebody says a Lashon Hara behind you, would you do him a favor? No, of course not. No, we're not talking about Divrei Torah. Practicality. Would you give?
Yeah, life, no.
No, of course not. Look at this. The moon came, said Lashon Hara, said, what is this? Shh, doesn't make sense. Two kings with one crown. Shh, doesn't make sense. So he went against. Son kept quiet. So Moshe said, oh, you're right. Okay. Go up, make yourself a smile. So now the son said, well, why should I give him a light? Why? He should enough. But he became Gadol. He gave. He was hurt, but he gave. And that's what the Gadol is all about. Gadol doesn't mean you have a big qamat. You're tall, you're big, you're giant, you're a lift weighter. Gadol means you're able to give. You cannot wait to give. You're waiting for people to give. You don't ask to give. There's some people, they see people, they're carrying 10 bags. Say, can I help you? What do you mean, can I help you? Grab the bags! Can I help you? What does can I help you mean? You know what can I help you means? Don't ask me to help you. What is it to ask? You see he needs help. What do you ask? And sometimes you even don't ask. Why? You say, if I ask, then I know, then I have to do something. So I don't ask. It's something. You don't ask. And you know he's in trouble. You know he needs help. You know you have to give him a backup. But you don't ask. You don't ask. It's something. Why you don't ask? Because if I ask, say I know. Then if I don't do something, say, oh, you didn't do nothing. So I don't ask. Politician. But we don't have such a thing in Judaism. You're supposed to be Gadol. You have to give. And you have to wait to see who needs help and to give. You have to be so curious. Oh, can I help? Who needs help? That's what the task that we have. And that's what the Rosh Chodesh is all about. We have to ask Ribono Shel Olam to give us the Chokhmah, give the wisdom to be Gadolim, and be able to copy Ribono Shel Olam as He constantly gives us. We have to be able to follow the path of Ribono Shel Olam and give. Hashem Yisakenu, Bezat Hashem Yeshua, Besorot Tovot.
Koyel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyel HaNishamo, Nishamo Sheli. Koyel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyel HaNishamo, Nishamo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.